when I was with you on designation day, on the first day of the opening of this new technological university, you could really feel the sense of regional pride and excitement in what this new university, this new vehicle, could do for the region, could do for inclusion, could do for access, could do for economic growth, for investment, and crucially, could do for cross-border engagement and for plugging in, if you like, to cross-border activity and building on all the good work that has been done to date. It's interesting that Tommy referenced John Hume, because in my own preparation for this event, I too was thinking of him, and I too was thinking of the marches, and I too was thinking of his advocacy for the city of Derry, and I too was thinking of so much of what he worked so hard and dedicated his life for that has now been fulfilled and that we continue to work on and build on and grow and embed. But I was also thinking of the outstanding work that we must do in his name. And that is about making sure that there are equal educational opportunities for all people in the Northwest and indeed for the city of Derry. And it is in his name that I know many of us want to be here today to continue to build on the incredible legacy of John Hume and his commitment to education and to equality of access to education. I'm really aware of the excellent work that's going on in Donegal, in Derry, in the Northwest, and on a cross-border basis. And I think we can see that today with the organisers who've come forward with this event. So I want to thank ATU, as I have already, and President Orla Flynn. I also want to thank Ulster University. And I'm particularly pleased to see this being an event around a unified tertiary education system. As Tommy perhaps suggested, I'm a little obsessed with this. I don't want just conversations about third level education to just be about the higher education component. It has to be about all of the pathways that exist in further and higher education. And I'm particularly delighted to see and grateful to Donegal ETB for their work on this event, and also to the Northwest Regional College. I think it speaks to the region and it speaks to the work you've done to date that the two local authorities are here. And I really want to thank them for all that they do, Derry Strabane and Donegal. I know from my conversations with the Taoiseach, I know from my past ministerial roles, two local authorities have been so dedicated and committed to this work because it simply makes sense. So thank you to the local authorities. Thank you to the further education colleges, the ETB and the regional college. And thank you to ATU and Ulster University. Look, I come to this issue today from a very practical sense. If we park conversations about politics and emblems and constitutional questions, if we just look at this from a practical point of view, we need to do more together in relation to education, because it makes sense. We've done it in health. I think of Alt na Gelvin, I think of cancer patients from Donegal going to Alt na Gelvin to get access to their cancer treatment. I think of very sick babies from Northern Ireland going to get life-saving heart surgery in Crumlin Children's Hospital. I think of the incredible network that's now been developed around cardiac care in children over the years and all of that work that's been done. So we know that when it came to health, it made sense to work together on certain issues. Similarly, when it comes to education, it just makes sense to do things together. This is a small island and we need to pull together in the interests of all our people. And I'm conscious that we're not starting from scratch. I'm conscious that this conversation today about next steps perhaps builds on strong foundations of many who have worked so hard on this for so many years. But there is much, much more we can do. I had the honour of giving a guest lecture in Queen's University in recent months, and I took the opportunity to outline some of the areas where I thought we could engage on a cross-border basis when it comes to education. And I outlined four areas. Firstly, the development of cross-border apprenticeships. We know we have real challenges when it comes to climate, and we've real challenges when it comes to housing on the island of Ireland. And we know that to rectify those issues, we will need more people working in trades and more people doing apprenticeships. And again, it simply makes sense to do that on a cross-border basis. Already tradespeople go through that porous border on a daily basis. We should educate them in the same way. And we will develop cross-border apprenticeship programs starting in construction in 2023. So that's the first area. The second area is when it comes to medical education. It makes sense, again, to work on an all-island basis when it comes to medical education and medical places. And my own department and the Department of Health here in Ireland have been having conversations with our counterparts in the Department of the Economy in Northern Ireland, the Department of Health in Northern Ireland, the two chief medical officers on the island of Ireland, and indeed with Ulster University and Queen's University. And again, it is within our grasp, in the next year to deliver an all-island approach to medical education, and we must seize that. The third area is the whole issue of all-island research centres. When I was our country's Minister for Health, and I worked very closely with the Northern Ireland Minister for Health, Robin Swan, in relation to COVID. But I think everybody will be able to acknowledge that we need to work even closer together in the future on pandemic preparedness. What an incredible legacy it would be for the people of the island of Ireland from the COVID pandemic if we were to have an all-island research centre on infectious diseases. So in the future, we're trying to get ahead of rather than catch up with a new infectious disease that could grip our country and grip our world. So all-island research centres. And again, we can have the debate, and we don't even need to have the debate, about what they're called or how we badge them. That doesn't bother me. What we need to do, though, is bring our best and our brightest researchers together to work on some of the big global challenges we face. And the fourth, and the real reason I'm here today, is to talk about how we can now take what is a technological university in the Northwest, the ATU, the Atlantic Technological University, and how we can use its reach, its potential, its energy, its passion to plug in to doing more on a cross-border basis. ATU Donegal is located in a very, very unique region of Ireland. Clearly, it is the most northwesterly part of our country. And I know it's also a place that people have often complained of neglect from officialdom in the past. It's an area that is geographically isolated from major population centres. And it's also true to say that many Donegal people left their region for economic and other reasons. If trends were to be reversed back then, people felt they had to reach within their own resources to make things happen, and that they didn't feel they could rely on official Ireland to deliver that progress. And during that time, I'm sure many people in Donegal looked across the border, and truthfully and objectively, things were not much better there. While there was and is thankfully the backdrop of the Good Friday Agreement and the benefits of peace, the need to deliver economically and socially for the region was and is clear. In those moments, visionary leadership from the two local authorities, Donegal County Council and Derry Strabane District Council, came together to look at the needs of the region, and not just to identify the problem, not just to give out, not just to complain, but actually to say, what can we do? And their efforts were not political, certainly not with a capital P or in a party political sense. It was clear they recognised that there were common issues, there were interdependencies, which could be better achieved through collaboration and through shared responses. And in that moment, education institutions were brought very quickly into that space, and I'm so proud of the role that they have played. While there was a history of collaboration between what was then Letterkenny IT and the University of Ulster, McGee, along with Donegal ETB and the Northwest Regional Council, College, this movement brought a fresh impetus to those education relationships. And what has emerged has been truly quite magical. It's been the Northwest Strategic Growth Partnership, a can-do partnership, a unique entity on this island, and an entity which has rightly secured support from both our Department of the Taoiseach and from the Executive Office in Northern Ireland. Specifically, it was encouraged to prepare proposals on the basis of a cross-border region. And that's a legacy that we continue to build on today, and really a legacy that we gather to discuss today and say, what more can we do? It's clear that significant progress has been made in recent years, and I want to thank everybody involved in that. But it's also clear we have a long but very exciting road ahead of us. Since becoming minister, my department and I have placed an unrelenting focus on creating better links and better ties with colleagues in the North. Recently, as I said, when I visited Queen's University, I took that opportunity to outline some of the progress we've made. And soon we will have students from the Republic of Ireland applying through the CAO for training in Ulster University or in Queen's in the area of medicine. Through the Shared Island Fund, the Irish government has delivered a major new 40 million euro North-South research programme, and this is now underway. And again, we didn't allow politics or political vacuums get in the way of this. We know that we have really good interpersonal relationships in the education and research space, and we wanted to put funding behind that to further embed and progress those relationships. I have to say, quite honestly, not only did the volume of applications well surpass our expectations, the quality was outstanding, so much so that we decided to actually spend the full 40 million on the first round of calls, whereas it was originally our intention to divide it amongst a number. We've now seen such a demand, I'm announcing and confirming today, that we launch a further call in the new year for more cross-border research projects. I know today you're focusing on Smart Northwest Network, and you're illustrating the policy collaboration taking place in the Northwest City region in terms of education and employment. And there are just two areas that I'd like to focus on. That's the area of skills and tertiary education. Turning first to skills, this is very much at the heart of my department's work. A key part of the public good of further and higher education is its capacity to enable everyone, regardless of their background, their age, their gender, their postal address, to achieve their full potential, whether it's through education or into the workforce. It's absolutely critical that companies and people acquire the technical skills and the transversal skills, such as leadership, creativity, teamwork, problem solving, and emotional intelligence, and that our talent pipeline meets those dual needs. We're very fortunate that Ireland has an advanced system of skills provision across further and higher education institutions, lifelong learning, and human capital development. Our system is generally agile and responsive to changes in the world of work. But notwithstanding this, we live in a world and a country and an economy where we have significant skills shortages. And this can become and does become more acute when you take this issue into a region, let alone a cross-border region. Inevitably, there are structural issues. And of course, we always can and must improve. However, the imperative in Ireland is to ensure agility and responsiveness in the skills ecosystem, to respond to shortages as they emerge and to meet the future skills needs of our economy and our society. And I'm pleased to confirm that we are going to develop those cross-border apprenticeships, and we're going to ensure that no apprentice is bound by any border in accessing education or training. We cannot allow any structural issue or bureaucratic issue stand in the way of making sure people can access the skills that they need and the skills that we need them to have in the Northwest region. And this collaboration is at the heart of our skills infrastructure. And I know Hilary McPartland has been at the center of bringing people together here in the Northwest to identify, interrogate, and validate skills needs, and to ensure that employers and enterprise are linked to the right places to get the responses they need. The regional skills managers and their advice is vital in harnessing the potential of small, medium, and micro enterprises and how to unlock upskilling and embed lifelong learning in those workplaces. Crucially and thankfully, you're working together to address the needs of the Northwest. The work of ATU Donegal and Donegal ETB is genuinely an exemplar to other regions, and the close alliance with UU McGee and the Northwest Regional College and the leadership in each of these institutions must be acknowledged and celebrated. Truthfully, you've stolen a march on everyone. And I want to say today that the Irish government remains absolutely committed to fulfilling our commitments under New Decade, New Approach to help grow and expand student numbers, facilities and services at the McGee campus of UU. And it was my great honor to visit there not too long ago. But this collaboration and this work across higher education institutions and across further education institutions, it is a testament. It's a testament to your ambition and the ambition of all of the agencies in this region to focus on the needs of your people. People who are looking to stay here, people who want to raise a family here, and people who have a desire to contribute to the Northwest economic and social fabric. It is taken as read that employers and wider industry through the regional skill structures are also involved in this process. They must be centrally involved. And I fully support this work and I commend all involved. This can only lead to positive outcomes for all, but critically to positive, hopeful futures for the people of the Northwest region. So today, my challenge to you and to myself and to my department and to my agencies is, how do we take the next steps together? How do we make sure we accelerate that historic tradition of working together in the Northwest in the interests of all our people? What are the landmark projects? What are the milestones that we want to look back on in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years and say we got there together? How do we develop those apprenticeship programs and make sure they're up and running for learners next year? How do we make sure we get this medical places issue sorted once and for all, so next year sees an all-island approach to medical education? How and when and how quickly can we and the British government deliver on our commitments in New Decade, New Approach to expand the McGee campus? How can we deliver those all-island research centres and make sure that the Northwest is ready to lead and perhaps to have first mover advantage? These are collective challenges They're challenges that I am 100% determined to, and I know every member of the Irish government from the Taoiseach down wants to see progress on these issues, wants to work in a helpful, collegiate way on issues of common concern to people of the Northwest, regardless of what side of that porous border they live on. And I'm particularly pleased today that I know you're going to be formally launching the new branding and guidelines around the Northwest tertiary education cluster. And I know Dr. Flynn has shared that with me, and I must say the design rationale is quite compelling. A new ring in the branding symbolizing the interconnectivity of information within that partnership. And I know the rings are inspired by structural landmarks and natural geometrical shapes in the Northwest region. The color blue being chosen for the new branding, because blue has been chosen for its energizing qualities, including imagination, inspiration, and vibrancy. And blue has positive associations with nature and with landscapes unique to the Northwest. And when it comes to typography, a bold, uncomplicated, and God knows uncomplicated is a good thing at the moment, uncomplicated typeface chosen to show clarity, confidence, boldness, and commitment. Because I do think we meet today, virtually or in person, with that real sense of clarity, with that real sense of confidence, that we are stronger in working together, that we are proud of what we have achieved so far. But we must do more. We will do more. We will advance the work of John Hume. We will fulfill his vision, and we will serve all of the people of the Northwest, regardless of where they live, what their tradition, what their gender, or what their mother or father did before them.